You are listening to 88.1 FM KPPP LP Fargo-Moorhead, where we're adding local color to your airwaves. This is A Mexican Crossing Lines. Hello and welcome to A Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You are listening to 88.1 FM KPPP LP Fargo-Moorhead, where we're adding local color to your airwaves. We're broadcasting on Shoutcast. You can find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM here in the Fargo-Moorhead region, but you can also listen online by going to kpppfm.com and hitting Listen Live. And today we are talking about crimes and criminals.
Oh, yes.
Real crimes and criminals, not made up crimes like missing cows that reappear.
Yes.
And horses killed with arrows, or cows killed with arrows.
Or people with pipe bombs, or knives,
yes,
and tomahawks.
Or kidnappings that took place inside of the camp by a mob of unseen, quote-unquote, angry Indians that Mr. Flim Flam reported, which is keeping Kyle Kirchmeyer pretty busy over there in Morton County right now. No, we're going to talk about real crimes, real criminals, real violators of the law. And folks, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it is not the water defenders that we will be talking about today. Mm-hmm. We will be focused on the police.
Oh, yes. Brace yourself.
In North Dakota. That's what we're going to be talking about. So I would love to hear what y'all have to say about this. I would especially like to hear if any of you have personal experience that you want to share with our stations about your contact with the authorities in North Dakota surrounding the Dakota Access Pipeline.
That's right, Joan. We'd love to hear from you. We want to air your story. You can give us a call at 701-566-0917. It's a message line, so you know, leave us your name, where you are, and maybe what you want to talk about. If you just leave a two-minute message, we may air it. Again, that number is 701-566-0917. You can also tweet us at media_PPP, email Cindy at kpppfm.com, or Duke at kpppfm.com.
Yes.
Find out what we're doing. You know, really go to our Facebook sites, 88.1 FM Fargo-Moorhead, the People's Press Project, and Mexi-Can.
Mm-hmm. I invite you to do all of that stuff. I've been getting a lot of Twitter followers, Duke.
Good.
And it's really cool when I engage with folks in these different mediums, the way that people send me articles, stories, questions. There's lots of different ways that we can engage with you. And of course, if you have a story to share, we would love to do an interview for my show.
That's right.
So first, let's start off by talking about why I'm talking about the real crimes and the real criminals surrounding the Standing Rock action right now of the defenders there to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. Because outside of the little bubble of North Dakota, this is what is happening.
Yeah.
North Dakota is making national and international news headlines. Recently, we talked about this yesterday in the Washington Post. Radley Balco said that North Dakota prosecutor Ladd Erickson is unfit for office. He called for him to be sanctioned and removed. The Civil Liberties Defense Center has also recently published an article stating that the actions of police in Morton County against land and water protectors are, quote unquote, depraved, abusive, and disgraceful. These are not minced words.
That's right. And these aren't organizations that are just sitting around over in a bar, you know, chewing the cud, basically. These are people who have credentials and are watching North Dakota.
These are not talking heads or blowhards like Rob Port or Scott Hannon,
exactly,
who carry water for the oil industry, nor are they like KVLY and KXYR, I think it is, KFYR.
Yes.
That are basically sharing a bunch of lies and innuendo and passing them off as journalism. That is not what these folks are. These are national and international organizations. Included in them is now the United Nations,
yes,
Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, North Dakota. You look like crap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't have a nicer way of saying it.
No, you look like the South in the 60s.
You look like Alabama,
mm-hmm,
or Mississippi.
Yes.
I don't know what to name you. Yeah. North Dakota no longer can carry that name proudly because you're not acting like a state in a first world developed country, right, with a constitution with freedoms and rights.
That's right. You're named after indigenous people. And look how you're treating indigenous violating. People. Yes.
Exactly. And the lawyers from the ACLU of North Dakota, the National Lawyers Guild, and the Red Owl Legal Collective have all exposed illegal and constitutional violations and human rights violations by the Morton County Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement assisting them throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the receipts today, yes, folks.
Definitely.
I have the receipts. I'm pulling out the receipts. And this is, like I said, not just blowhards at a television station or at a radio station,
mm-hmm,
or sitting behind a blog. No, this comes from legal scholars, people unlike Kyle Kirchmeier,
mm-hmm,
unlike Paul Laney, who have studied and, yes, are paid to interpret the law. They're the ones that have to go into the courtroom and establish the facts before the fact finders. And this is what they say is happening here in North Dakota. You wouldn't know that unless you listen to KPPPLP, because the mainstream, the for-profit media,
mm-hmm,
also takes its it takes its direction not only from our state leaders who are heavily invested in that oil, but also from our state's law enforcement, which has apparently become the de facto DAPL security,
exactly,
on this project. And we've heard of a lot of the different kinds of violations of civil rights that are going on in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Among them, today we will be talking about a wide range of things that,
oh, yeah,
the real crimes and the real criminals and what they're doing in the state of North Dakota. And the cops out in Morton County have been violating the rights to religion, speech, travel, assembly, press, and illegal search and seizures. All of these things have been going on. So let's talk about what kinds of crimes are taking place at the hands of law enforcement. I'm going to read to you from an article that was posted by the Civil Liberties Defense Center. And in it, their headline reads, "In Standing Rock, the cops are out of control."
Hmm.
I agree with that.
I do too.
This is by Cooper Brinson.
Wow. Oh, definitely.
And he says, since our last update, there's been more arrests in the struggle to prevent the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. In total, over 150 people have been arrested. They talked about the charges being dropped against Cody Hall and Amy Goodman from Democracy Now, and how the FBI had attempted to question Cody Hall. How the court, even though Ladd Erickson was not satisfied with having to drop the misdemeanor trespass charges against Amy Goodman for lack of evidence, he continued to try to make other bogus charges against her stick by charging her with rioting, which, mm-hmm, the court denied him. The court said, no, that's not going to happen. And according to the county, Ladd Erickson specifically, Amy was not considered a journalist. We talked a lot about this.
Yes,
yesterday.
Yes, yes. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and he sounds stupid every time he speaks.
Mm-hmm. The right to report on political events is not contingent upon the recognition or acknowledgement of the state or the police that you that you're doing it or that you're allowed to do it. Despite whatever Morton County Sheriff's Department tells you, because they have stated that if you're a journalist in the area, you should come by and let them know. Mm-hmm. Really? Really, Morton County? After the way you've been threatening, legally searching, yep, arresting, and strip searching, exactly, journalists, mm-hmm, you think that they're going to just show up on your doorstep and go, hi?
Yeah, let me do a story.
I'm visiting in town. No, absolutely not. Nobody's going to trust Morton County Sheriff's Department with the violations they are committing, the crimes that they are committing. But many of these charges have been dropped, not just against the water defenders, but also against journalists. And the article here reads that perhaps the state may finally come to realize they're committing civil rights violations on a mass scale, especially as it pertains to the freedom of the press and assembly, and that they may be held accountable for all their crimes. I think that they have lived in North Dakota is such a small population, mm-hmm, such rural communities with such poor training,
yeah,
and a lack of oversight, a complete lack of oversight, that these Keystone cops think that they're going to get away with doing all of this with impunity.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, folks. Yeah. Guess what? There's cameras, mm-hmm, everywhere. And despite the fact that they've tried to destroy evidence and get rid of videotapes and intimidate people.
Yeah, and block feeds.
And yes, block feeds. Mm-hmm. All of that has not stopped all of the people filming them, mm-hmm, and putting them on blast. There's absolutely no way you're going to come out of this unscathed.
And they always basically consider that Facebooking and those things aren't real news. And
it is.
Who was it? Dallas Goldtooth said it right. He said they should have never given us cameras.
Yes. But now we all have cameras. So sorry, that's what's going to happen. Either way, it looks like the $6 million that they borrowed to bolster law enforcement by the state of North Dakota is really being put to good use for on behalf of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Yeah.
And the Center for my God, this the article that I just told you, the Central Civil Liberties and Defense Center, excuse me,
yep,
is actively briefing all of these issues for application in a variety of potential federal civil rights lawsuits. Mm. Hold on to your pants, North Dakota. Civil, yep, rights lawsuits. Guess what? This is your Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
This is your Ferguson. This is your Baltimore. This is North Dakota's shame. This will forever be the most shameful moment in this time in history for the state of North Dakota. And the police departments that are involved in this are also going to have to bear a great deal of that shame. Definitely.
You know, they didn't want the national press to even cover any of this, and now they admit it that this is a national press issue for a long time because all these suits will be filed.
Mm-hmm.
And all these departments, including our own Fargo Police Department.
Yep, we've seen
Fargo police cars out there, cruisers.
Oh, yeah.
Our Sheriff Laney was a technical operations manager for a week. You know, so it's people in our community that are participating in this and are participating in things that they're going to be held accountable to.
It's just despicable. I don't even know why it's going on. I hope people from this community share their disgust with the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department for their involvement. And also, perhaps maybe the state should consider taking out another loan.
Yep.
Because they're going to need it when all of these lawsuits, you know, when the proverbial feces hits the fan blades, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I didn't know it was a loan.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so it has to be paid back somehow. And they're charging people bail and fines, and they're taking cars.
Yeah, they took out a $6 million loan.
Wow, that was a bad loan. Decision, yes.
Yeah, I figured they probably expect Dapple to pay him back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For services rendered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's some of the things that they have reported. Lauren and the guy that Connor, I think his name is Cooper Brinson, and Lauren, who is one of the attorneys said that they have documented countless stories of police misconduct occurring on or at or around the Standing Rock camp. And then he clarifies and says, actually, misconduct makes the actions of police sound more sanitized and civil than they actually are. Let me start over. The actions of police against the land and water protectors at Standing Rock are depraved, abusive, and disgraceful. They are exceedingly disrespectful and radically humiliating to the people who have occupied this land since time immemorial. They are yet another example of systemic racism, not unlike what is being addressed by Black Lives Matter and other liberation movements in other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. But what should we expect? The police, the U.S. government, have always defended the interests of the oppressor, of capital, mm-hmm. and of genocidal industrial projects. And it's worth noting that not once in the history of these United States progressive political movements have the police been on the correct side of history. Mm-hmm. Not once.
Wow.
They defended slavery. Actually, they came out of slavery. They mm-hmm. attempted to repress the labor struggles of the late 1800s and 1900s. Mm-hmm. They beat and brutalized protesters during the civil rights movement and murdered them.
Yes, exactly.
And they know that the Standing Rock Sioux and thousands of other tribes hold this land and water sacred. They know this. That is why they are doing it. Mm-hmm. They are either willingly ignorant, or I would say willfully ignorant, of the situation at Standing Rock, or they are indifferent to the sacred nature of the land and the water. During the past months, though particularly just in the last few weeks, as we have been documenting here at KPPPLP, water protectors have been beaten, harassed, and strip searched, mm-hmm. specifically women.
Yes.
Shailene Woodley just reported yesterday, came out with her story and said she, too, was strip searched.
Yeah.
Do you know how disgusting this is?
It is.
Because these cops get their yayas off by taking nonviolent, direct action water defenders, mm-hmm. kidnapping them, threatening them, terrifying them, strip searching them for misdemeanor crimes. Mm-hmm. For misdemeanor, you can't even call a misdemeanor a real crime, yeah. I don't think, because you don't have the right to an attorney.
Yeah, it's a fine.
It's not part of the direct penal system. It's like a citation.
Yeah, it's a ticket. You get a ticket. Yet the chairman of the tribe, Dave Archambault, was arrested, wasn't given a ticket. He was strip searched also. The chair of a sovereign nation.
One of the doctors of the tribe and also the wife of Chase Iron Eyes, attorney and current candidate for congressman mm-hmm. of North Dakota, his wife was strip searched.
Yes.
Shailene Woodley, an actress and a white woman, mm-hmm. was strip searched.
Yeah.
Let me pause there for a minute. A white woman, not just any white woman,
mm-hmm.
a famous, a rich, mm-hmm. a powerful, one with resources, one with millions of people as her audience, was strip searched by the Keystone cops of Morton County.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this significant? Why am I pausing for this piece of evidence? Because normally, the overcharging of people for misdemeanors and overcharging them with felonies,
mm-hmm.
as you and I have been reading in the New Jim Crow, the new Michelle Alexander book about mm-hmm. the mass incarceration of people of color,
mm-hmm.
prosecutors have almost complete authority.
Yeah.
And the most power within the criminal justice mm-hmm. system.
Yeah, more than judges.
Yeah, to charge people, because judges are hindered by minimum mandatory sentences mm-hmm. and all sorts of rules, but not prosecutors. They can kind of basically do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And then when you have one gone rogue, mm-hmm. like Lad Erickson, mm-hmm. he's a bad lad.
Yeah, he's a bad lad.
He's not being a good lad. you have a really big problem, because he's being his own little Hitler over there, yep. and he's going to do whatever he wants. And for those of you who are already writing your letters, because I used Hitler as part of this.
Oh yes, yeah.
Put your pen down. The largest genocide was not against Jews; it was against indigenous people. Mm-hmm. Over 100 million people were destroyed in the genocide of the colonizers from Europe.
Yeah.
So calm down. Mm-hmm. This is a continuation of that genocide, by the way.
Most definitely.
So it definitely merits the use. It's the comparison is not hyperbole. Okay. So the reason why I stopped here is to show you this kind of disgusting, repressive behavior, abuse of power, bullying, threatening, terrifying, terror tactics, genocidal tactics, humiliation, torture. That's reserved for people of color, poor people, transgender people, people that live on the margins of society anyhow, mm-hmm. who are easily squashed like a bug, and no one will care because nobody's paying attention to those people anyway. But when you do that as a police force, as a bully, as an authoritarian in any situation in our society, to a rich member of the in crowd, the ruling crowd, mm-hmm. that is meant as a message. Yes. Let me be very clear. That is meant as a message that if you engage in supporting any of these indigenous people, you are going to be treated exactly like them.
You're going down.
You've lost your status as a white person. You've lost mm-hmm. your white privilege. You're going to be strip searched. You're going to be treated exactly like these other people mm-hmm. have been treated.
Yep.
And that should terrify anyone. The same message was sent to Amy Goodman. The same message is being sent to other journalists. And despite the fact that the ACLU and other lawyers groups have already put North Dakota on notice, Morton County on notice, and told them, you are violating constitutional rights. You are going to be sued in federal court. Mm-hmm. You are going to be sued in civil court. There are going to be so many lawsuits against you. In addition to the $6 million loan that you took out, you're going to have to pay millions and millions of dollars more. Mm-hmm. Can North Dakota afford this during the bust, during the oil bust? I hope that Dakota Access Pipeline and Energy Transfer Partners is going to make it rain on North Dakota. I hope they're going to pay these folks a lot of money, millions and millions, because there is no way that they're going to be able to come back from this. They're making not only the liability of the state of North Dakota is putting the state at risk, the state's coffers at risk. In addition to that, they are damaging, if not ruining, the reputation of the state itself. And believe me, the state could use a little bit more tourism. When you're stomping on one of the most precious resources, especially mm-hmm. for travel, indigenous people that you have in the state, you must have fallen and hit your head. Yeah. You don't know what you're doing. You're really, really dumb. So going back to what the crime and the criminals that are actually committing crimes in the state, the Civil Liberties Defense Center, through the writings of Cooper Brinson, continued to state that police have confiscated sacred drums as well as a variety of tools used by tribal journalists. Oh, yeah. That's a repression of religion right there.
Yep.
And they have the right to, they have been alerting local farmers, telling them that if anyone trespasses on their land, they have a right to defend themselves and their property. They're basically egging people mm-hmm. into using firearms to threaten anybody that's, that comes onto their property.
Yeah, because they're trying to set people up. I mean, they're trying to incite the violence that they say has been happening, which hasn't happened, and they're trying to get other people to do that.
They're being violent.
Yeah, they're being violent. Very much.
Specifically, local farmers have been told to arm themselves, and many of the alerts that their police are putting out are in response to baseless allegations of cattle being missing and other mm-hmm. such uncorroborated baseless crimes with no evidence. So the police are attempting to connect any and all reports, many of which they make up themselves, of criminal activity, which they invent, on these water defenders.
Yeah.
They want to pin something on them so bad. Never mind the fact that every single action, all of the rhetoric and officials and official principles coming from the camp have been nonviolent and peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, when they were beat by cops, no one was violent. When they were strip searched and humiliated, no one was violent. When they were attacked by dogs and pepper sprayed, no one was violent.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the state has been doing everything that it can to justify their over-the-top military presence, their excessive use of force, their lies. The intent is very clear. What they are doing is they want to extinguish and discredit any and every act of resistance at this pipeline to chill the rights of the people who would come to join the resistance or any of the people that are there stopping it or reporting on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their message is about. That is what the Civil Liberties Defense Center says that they're interpreting this as. And by the way, these are lawyers, not cops that want to be lawyers, not cops that think they know the law, like Paul Laney. So we're going to keep talking about the crimes and the real criminals here in North Dakota on a Mexican crossing lines right after this musical break. Stay with us. Welcome back to A Mexican Crossing Lines. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you are listening to 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. We're broadcasting on Shoutcast. You can find us on the radio at 88.1 FM. And you can also go online and listen at kppfm.com. Listen live. Today, we're talking about the real crimes and criminals. None of this fictitious cows being abducted by UFOs in the middle of the night in North Dakota. No. No flim-flam man that we paid to go in and agitate the camp and heavily edited footage and terrible acting.
Yeah.
They're horrible actors and bad filmmakers. Their stuff is so fake. It makes, you know, amateurs look amateur.
Yeah. And then the press just regurgitates it and truncates it and tries to scare people.
You know what? I hope that the Morton County Sheriff's Department can get back their 99-cent Happy Meal from these guys because, honestly, they did not do a good enough job to be paid.
Yeah.
They biffed it. And they were caught so easily. I mean, they're professional charlatans.
Really, they really had nothing to do. I mean, there's really nothing to do in all these situations except they decided to go take a bunch of resources, take a bunch of people, take a bunch of military equipment, and go do a huge blockade and then start grabbing people and take them to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like there's really no reason for them to be there. And it's disconcerting because we're going to talk about the blockades and stuff, right?
Talk about that because we just heard that they took the blockades away, but that's not true.
No. And in fact, you know, our experience has been that at 1806, just outside of Mandan, not too far by the Veterans Cemetery, pretty much, they have an information I think they call it information booth or something.
Information
like that.
Checkpoint.
Checkpoint. You know.
And I think that's been removed.
And they said that's been removed. And
yes,
I thought, oh,
yes.
Cool, now that road's open. But no, we just got reports this afternoon outside of Huff, which is about 10 miles north from Oconee Sacheti.
Ocheti Sacoin.
Okay. I've always been calling it Sacred Stone, but there's several camps. And that's, it's the main camp that we've been going to. And it's on 1806. And there's this place called Fort Rice, which is a state park. It's named after Civil War general. You know, it never was in North Dakota or anything like that, but they named it after him. But it actually gives a staging area. I was thinking about this because of what we saw today, that there's a massive amount of police cars. There's massive amounts of military vehicles. There's all sorts of concrete blockade things that have been brought in. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And they're staging with a whole bunch of people on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And they've blocked the road. Mm-hmm. And there's also a report even south of the camp, which is actually beyond reservation land.
Mm-hmm.
There's another blockade.
Yep.
So people are pinned in this afternoon, and it's Friday. You know, and law enforcement always does this. It's Friday. If you're going to arrest somebody, if you're going to get arrested, on a Friday is the worst time to get arrested.
That's why they love to do that on Fridays.
Because you have to spend time before you can get an arraignment, and that doesn't happen Saturday morning. You know, most of the time it happens Monday.
So if you're a cop and you really want to be cruel, and apparently strip searching people for misdemeanor crimes is definitely cruel. If you want to really stick it to someone, you want to go and arrest them on a Friday.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I think is going to be happening today. So that's something that most folks probably don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a recent report, just around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Standard Time here in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
We received the reports that they're blockading these roads off. They've got a huge military presence. And they're actually creating a staging area. They removed the checkpoint, but they're building a village now.
Yeah, they're building their own camp.
They're building their own camp with mobile homes out there, and they're hunkering down, and a huge caravan of police coming.
Yeah.
So, part of the policy of the state of North Dakota was to erect these blockades.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is also part of the violations that are going on in the state of North Dakota, because they call them information checkpoints, but as you'll recall, they asked questions, they took photographs of people's vehicles, they photographed people, they photographed their license plates. If you were heading north, for most people that's, you know, from the camp, they wouldn't stop anyone. But they still surveilled most of their vehicles going through that checkpoint.
Yeah.
They would only actually stop and question those folks who were going into the camp, which illustrates very clearly that the cops only cared about people that are coming to the camp. They're profiling, they're targeting people before they have a chance to come and exercise their First Amendment rights to assembly and to protest if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
The cops are already putting a chilling effect on that.
Yeah.
If you're leaving the camp, no one cares to ask you anything or to give you any information anymore. So the reason for the entire checkpoint stop disappears if you're leaving. What? See, it's a pretext.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
And they probably removed it because there's probably been something filed on it now that it's illegal. And and they're saying, well, maybe we better stop that. We'll just do an encampment further down the road.
But they're doing an end run around it.
Yeah.
You can't just, oh my God, these guys are so dumb. They just think that if they do it and, you know, wear a different uniform or, you know, stand in a different position, that somehow it's going to change the fact that what they're doing is illegal. Now, if you happen to venture out onto one of the many state or county roads in order to get near a pipeline, the experience is going to be massive repression from police. Particularly, one of their favorite tactics is that they set up roadblocks on these county and state roads to prevent people from getting anywhere near any of the pipelines. So, to be clear, they are blocking public roads, which are for the purpose of specifically preventing First Amendment protected rights of assembly and protest.
That's right.
That's why they're doing it.
You can protest in a highway ditch. You can protest on a road.
Yeah, you can protest anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Your right to assemble and protest should happen anywhere.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is notifying people that, you know, this is completely okay for them to do because they are concerned with protesters blocking the roads. So in order to prevent the protesters from blocking the roads, they block the road first.
Yeah.
It's like circular
logic. To prevent you from stealing this item in the store, I'm going to steal it first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's also been surveillance drones, caravans, have been followed by helicopters. Mm-hmm. And those helicopters are working for DAPL. They're private security helicopters that are working directly with the police so that they can tell the police where exactly they need to set up their roadblock and start arresting people. Yeah. All of this is completely illegal. This is the violation of your rights, of your constitutional rights, of your human rights. Okay. So they're the ones that are, it's a serious crime, by the way, according to the Civil Liberties mm-hmm. Defense Center block public roads. And that is exactly what the state of North Dakota is doing. But that's not the only thing that they're doing. Further evidence that the police know exactly that they are violating First Amendment rights of law, land and water protectors is that they've been removing all their name tags and badge numbers, mm-hmm. which is contrary to established legal precedent and police policy. Interestingly, by the way, under North Dakota law, this is Century Code annotated section 390305, North Dakota State Troopers are required to display at the very least a badge number, and failure to display a badge number or attendant serial number is a Class B misdemeanor. They should be arresting all of the state troopers mm-hmm. who have been routinely not wearing their badge numbers or their name tags and strip search them and throw them in the Morton County Jail because they're all committing misdemeanor crimes.
They are.
Like trespassing.
And this has been widely noted. We've seen many reports. We've seen videos where...
It's been documented everywhere.
It's documented all everywhere. At one of the rallies of the water protectors, one of the people said, I'm going to conduct a citizen arrest. This blockade is illegal. And of course, they arrested him. But he was citing the law, and the person that was narrating the direct action said, well,
and it's not just getting
rid of the guy that knows more about the law. So.
Yeah, it's not just the state the troopers that have to wear their badge numbers and their name tags. It's all officers, and all of them have been not wearing their name tags or their badge numbers. Mm. They started doing this early on. As soon as they started doing these riot gear things, they all started taking off their badge numbers and names so that nobody could identify them.
Yeah.
And the National Lawyers Guild legal observers have been documenting all of this, and not a single officer displayed their badge number. No nameplates, nothing. That's what they said. There was no identifiable information to show that these police officers were indeed police officers, other than the fact that they were wearing a uniform.
Yep, exactly.
Anybody can get a police uniform, mm-hmm. folks.
It's Halloween's right around the corner. You can go get one at the costume store.
Mm-hmm. But under the law, if you're operating under color of law, which these folks are doing, mm-hmm. they're supposed to be wearing identification.
Yeah.
And a violation of that means that you are not operating legally, and that whatever you're doing under color of law is a violation of federal civil rights.
You know, this is corruption, people. You know, this is our law enforcement is corrupt. We always talk about some other country saying how corrupt their law enforcement is. North Dakota law enforcement is participating in corruption, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen to this. Connor went up to one of these cops that wasn't wearing a badge number or any kind of name tag and asked him why they were not wearing anything. And he said that at the beginning of the protests, quote unquote, officers began getting threats at their homes, and their families were being threatened at their homes. And the lawyer asked him a very logical question because he wanted to show this cop that the cop was lying through his teeth and that it was very obvious that he was just making up these false accusations that they were being threatened at their homes. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So the lawyer just asked him, how do people identify you at your home and where you live, which is extremely guarded, finding the names and addresses of police officers, very highly guarded information in the first place. But in order to know who the officers are, you would at least have to have their name. So the lawyer said, just with your just having your badge number. So giving a badge number, that's how does anyone locate you via your badge number? How do they get your address and your information or your name even through just wearing your badge number? And of course, the cop had nothing to say after that. He refused to respond any further. Although, according to this report, he was professional. But nonetheless, they're committing crimes. And they are clearly doing it because, not because their lives are in danger. And their families are in danger. Like, they want to create these lies. The same lie that we heard all of these pipeline workers saying, oh, people came to their house and took pictures of their car and just making it up. It's like the cows that are taken by aliens. It's all this crazy nonsense. Anyway, none of it has any base or foundation of evidence. And the cops know it. The lawyers know it. And, you know, the state of North Dakota is going to know it. I know y'all are in a tiny little bubble here, but the rest of the country and the rest of the world knows what's going on, what's really going on here. And you are being made a laughing stock of the world because of the actions of these incompetent people in the state in law enforcement. Basically, what the group that the Civil Liberties Union here, Civil Liberties Defense Center is saying is that the cops want to operate with impunity and without accountability. They want to be able to basically shred the Constitution and take away your First and your Fourth Amendment rights. And they also want to continue to pull over any Native American, harass them in all sorts of manner, and do whatever they want.
Yeah. You know, and when you really think about it, you think about those roads. I don't know if you've ever driven down there. We have. They're not heavily traveled. Here in town, they always in highway departments always track how many vehicles per day are on a road, and it's information that can be looked up. But I'll bet you these rural roads are not very heavily traveled. So when they go out there and they're talking about you're blocking the road,
there's no traffic on them.
You know, you might have a tractor with some hay on it that needs to go by, and people would step aside and let it go by. You know,
yeah, there's hardly any cars out there in the first place. They, everything that they're doing and everything that they're saying, the justifications that they're giving only make them look more and more ridiculous. Another press release that was put out by the National Lawyers Guild, I believe. Yes, the National Lawyers Guild. The contact for who is Angela Bibbins, attorney Angela Bibbins, and also Bruce Ellison, stated that attorneys from the Red Owl Legal Collective, the National Lawyers Guild, they called on North Dakota's law enforcement to respect freedom of press and First Amendment rights of water protectors. They're saying that Morton County Sheriff's Department is illegally confiscating reporters' equipment and that they are deploying riot police on unarmed people that are prayerful people. They also detailed the theft of Myron Dewey's drone. They sent a letter. It was a scathing letter. We will have all of the links to these stories and press releases by these legal advocates, these lawyers, these organizations that do civil rights work, these legal scholars that interpret the law. And what they have said about what is the state of North Dakota and the crimes and who the real criminals are that are committing those crimes here in the state. And is not a cow rustler. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a cow rustler. In the letter to Morton County Sheriff's Department, the National Lawyers Guild and the Red Owl Legal Council or Coalition or whatever they are. they asked for the drone to be returned, and they also asked that the Morton County Sheriff's Department apologize and submit to training for especially First Amendment training.
That's right.
And they were not being nice about it. They were like, would you guys please do this?
You need to relearn how you can't violate the Constitution. And we're going to first teach you the Constitution and go through the parts that you violate until you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. But they're also saying through this action that, hey, we are going to take any and all opportunities to sue your pants off mm-hmm. for what you are doing. But here's an opportunity for you to remediate your behavior. Yeah. Give back the property that you illegally seized, mm-hmm. that you did not have authority to search for, that you did not have consent. Authority to yeah. stop. They didn't have probable cause to stop the car. mm-hmm. It was an illegal stop. Then it was an illegal search. Mm-hmm. And then there was no identification
yeah.
from the officer. The officer lied under mm-hmm. color of law, said that he had a search warrant when he didn't,
yep.
then refused to produce the search warrant, which he didn't have. Mm-hmm. Then other cops said they would not give his name, nor would they produce the search warrant because there wasn't one.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally gave Myron Dewey a police report, they refused to put a single name of a single officer and a badge number that looked like a chicken scratch.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell what the heck that said.
It was 9-4-0-0-0-0-0-0. Yeah.
The whole report actually looked like that. They want to have no accountability up here in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not the way it is. This isn't the Wild West. And Kyle Kirchmeier is not Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like he, I don't know what he thinks that he's doing. But what he's doing is making our state look really bad. And this is what Tom Goldtooth of the Indigenous Environmental Network said. The peaceful struggles against the frack crude oil pipeline is a sacred duty we are bound to uphold as Ocheti Sakoan people. We are holding the line against Apple and its sordid attempts to put our communities and water at risk of contamination. And Tom Goldtooth, by the way, is the recipient of the Gandhi Peace Award.
Mm-hmm.
He said, with this in mind, it is deplorable that not only must we fear physical harm by the excessive use of force and inflated actions of law enforcement, we now face persecution, for enacting our First Amendment rights to document the destruction of our sacred sites, to record police arrests, and to hold oil corporations accountable for their actions. We demand an apology for the clear disregard to those rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what these cops are trying to do is to stop anyone from filming them being criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get that, folks? That's why they arrested and strip searched Shailene Woodley. She had the temerity to record everything and to stream it to 46,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have that. You can't have millions of people blatantly seeing that Morton County Sheriff's Department is lying through their teeth, that, mm-hmm. that Paul Laney is lying through their teeth, that Scott Hannon is making up stories out of whole cloth, that Rob Port can't do anything but lie out of one side of his mouth and tell more lies out of the other. It is obvious to the people that are watching these videos, that are looking in the national news, that what is happening here is illegal and unconstitutional, that we are violating the rights of Indigenous people and treating them like crap, and that we are continuing a genocide in the state against people that have already been harmed to the highest degree. They're not going to take it anymore. Just to finish up here, the National Lawyers Guild and the ACLU have also submitted a FOIA request, an open records request,
mm-hmm.
to investigate all of the unconstitutional surveillance of water protectors.
Wow.
This is another mm-hmm. major problem. Here's all the crimes, folks.
Yep.
These are real crimes,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Having people fly around in the air doing these low flights that are also considered illegal and using them as tactics of terrorism against peaceful and unprotected and unarmed women, men, and children at the prayer camp, at the spirit camp, especially when it's done under false flag,
mm-hmm.
that is a felony. These are real crimes.
Yeah.
All of the surveillance that is being done, all of the warrantless searching, the taking of religious objects, mm-hmm. the stopping of a prayer, sacred prayer rituals, the desecration of burial sites, the desecration of sacred land, the desecration of the water itself, all of this is illegal and unconstitutional, all of it. And among these crimes is all of the surveillance that is going mm-hmm. on. But look at that. They don't want indigenous people to have drones and to be able yeah. to have the same kind of power to film their crimes, mm-hmm. to show what they're doing. Look at all of the evidence that indigenous people with drones and telephones are able to collect about the criminal activities of Morton County sheriffs and DAPL security and workers. And yet Morton County Sheriff and DAPL, with all their millions of dollars and all of their military gear and all of their power and the governor and the army, they can't produce a single violent crime. They can't produce a single shred of evidence against the people at the camp. You're a joke. That's what you are. You are a joke, and a not very funny one at that. Bismarck, North Dakota has been put on notice. National Lawyers Guild, in conjunction with the ACLU of North Dakota, sent these FOIA requests in an effort to stop all of the violations of First Amendment rights of water protectors and their allies, who've been continuously surveilled by low-flying planes, helicopters, and drones, and have had local cell phone communications jammed and possibly recorded. Dozens of local and out-of-state law enforcement have been called in, maintaining a heavily militarized presence in a site that they are using all of these tactics to intimidate activists and chill any form of dissent or filming. Water protectors have come to expect surveillance and interference from law enforcement. Candy Mossett of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation, which we interviewed up mm-hmm. in Bismarck
yep.
at the UU Church.
Oh, yeah.
And also... she's the Extreme Energy and Just Transition Campaign Coordinator with the Indigenous Environmental Network, said that her little three-year-old daughter are getting used to being woken up by helicopters and airplanes flying over the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Despite all of the people there remaining peaceful and the children and the babies being born there and all of the great things that are happening, over 140 people, over 150 people have been arrested by the overzealous Morton County Sheriff's Department that is leveling trespass and riot charges against water protectors and journalists. They have been stymied by lack of evidence and even the judges in the courthouse themselves. But as the civil liberties violations continue to escalate, indigenous-led resistance against the DAPL pipeline continues, more people are going to descend on Standing Rock, and this constitutes the largest gathering of Native American nations in modern U.S. history. There is no reason, and they have no right to stop it at the state level because they want to have this pipeline built.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Owl Legal Collective and the National Lawyers Guild has been providing bond legal observers and legal supporters for any arrestees. The National Lawyers Guild and ACLU of North Dakota are requesting all surveillance information and communication regarding DAPL protests from April 1st to the present for all the federal following agencies: the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Department of Justice, North Dakota National Guard, the North Dakota Highway Patrol, the Morton County Sheriff's Department, the Pearlie County Sheriff's Department, the Emmons County Sheriff's Department, the Cass County Sheriff's Department, the Fargo Police Department, the Bismarck Police Department, the Mandan Police Department, and the Fort Yates Police Department. And we will be following up on this story, too, mm-hmm. to make sure everybody knows what's happening with all of these crimes and all these criminals. You'll be hearing more about that on KPPPLP 88.1 Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your station, to your airwaves, yeah. excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing before we go. I just wanted to tell folks about the Miniwichoni School, which is helping the children and families at the camp through at home education. They're located in the camp, and the school offers lessons in Lakota language and traditions. They've got an ongoing need for funding to winterize their school to provide resources to the children and to support the teachers, so donations are being requested, which are really vital right now for families as the people there are protecting the water. You can give to them by going to tinyurl.com/ Water is life. 123. That's tinyurl.com/water is life. 123. Thank you for listening to this important update here on A Mexican Crossing Lines about the crimes and the criminals here in North Dakota. We'll catch you next time right here on KPPPLP Fargo Moorhead. Miniwichoni, Water is Life.
This song's called My People. I wrote it with a lot of our nations, a lot of our allies, a lot of our indigenous communities in mind. Knowing that we have to come together to stand together, we can't do this alone. Living in this life, I'm caught up in the struggle. What's the puzzle? It wasn't a deal. I found a hustle like a bill upon a rubber. Become humble, gather the pieces. I continue breathing, steady, calm, and ready. My mind to be heavy, my body naked pain, and my bones about to break. Those chances I'ma have to take, yeah. And opportunities, while I need to create and make ways for my people, for my people. But I'm feeling like a suck in the maze. My God in hand be coming for my warrior ways. Although some opposed say, hey, we not the same. I'm here to reclaim and occupy the state of mind they've been trying to break down since the day they came. Saying on my name, it don't matter. The revolution will never be shattered. Well, after my time has come and gone to be singing the songs, my people will gather. Come together and remember through all of the pain. Yo, we working for a better tomorrow today. Said we're working for a better tomorrow today. Yeah, yeah. When I say hip, y'all say hop. Hip, hip. When I say no, y'all say pipeline. No, no. When I say hip, y'all say hop. Hip, hip. When I say no, y'all say pipeline. No, no. See, I'm gone, I'm about to break. When I say no, y'all say pipeline. No, 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 no.